guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Today on Fancy New Band, we have a special Play It Strange edition, which holds songwriting competitions for school students. This weekend, we have the lovely Beth Torrance Hetherington ready to play some good tunes. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. You ready to get into it?
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's hear some good music.
This one's called Let's Move to the Seaside and Never Feel Lonely Again.
Thank you for being here with us.
No worries.
So, I think I want to start off, like, those were some very vulnerable lyrics.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, so can you kind of explain, like, what that song's about and what it means to you?
I wrote it in lockdown. I guess I was feeling a bit weird, as everyone was, I guess.
Sure.
But I guess I was lonely and I was missing someone and just kind of came up with that. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the sea, right?
Yeah.
So do you live near the ocean?
I do, actually.
Where are you from and kind of how did you get started, like, writing music?
I live in Thames. My driveway is actually at the bottom of my driveway. The sea is there, it's the beach, so...
No way.
Yeah. So cool.
I'm jealous.
I started writing music, I think I was 10-ish, definitely improved a lot since then.
That's so
I would
young,
say.
Though. That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
And so, heading on from there, what's your songwriting process like? So, do you like sit down and say like, okay, I'm gonna smash out a song, or is it more? Do you work more when the influence comes to you, or the inspiration? Sorry.
It's quite spontaneous, I think. I don't often sit down and think, I'm gonna write a song about this. It's usually like I'll just play something, and it's really pretty or whatever, like the little guitar riff or something, and I'm like, well, now I have to write a song.
Yeah.
So I just kind of draw from whatever's happening at the moment or whatever I'm feeling, I guess, or just kind of put that into a song, I guess.
Yeah. So do you have another song that you'd like to
share? It's called Lavender Blue.
Okay.
Sweet.
Give me a tarot reading in your bedroom, and maybe after we could watch a film or lie upon the roof with the stars and the moon. And maybe then we could put on a record and dance around the room in your arms and listen to the rhythm of your heartbeat. Sometimes I'm scared to fall asleep, but when I'm with you, my lavender blue, when I'm with you. Let's sneak out 2 a.m. skate out 4 miles, stop at the dairy, shit's getting pretty scary, fuck around in the aisles. I'll buy you your favorite candy if you will hold my hand when I'm afraid. Swear to God I can be brave. I will, I can, I'll do it for you. Around the kitchen in our shirts, and we'll forget that we've ever found her. The fuck out of here. I don't care where, I just wanna be with you. My lavender blue. My lavender blue. Can we pretend that we're the only two alive? Can we just leave and drive away into the night? Pretend that we're the only two alive. Can we just leave and drive away into the night? Into the night. Can we
So, who are your musical inspirations? Is there anyone in particular, or any artist or band or bands in particular?
Oh my god, you can't ask me that.
Give us the full list.
I've been listening to a lot of Smooth Boy Ezra lately. I believe they're an Irish artist. I really love their music, kind of like acoustic, very intimate sort of lyrics and stuff. I also love Cyberbully Mum Club, which is an American artist.
That's an amazing name.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, I guess I kind of just absorb music that I listen to and sort of use it as a means of growing myself.
Mm. And is there like a specific sort of set of genres that you go for, or is it just whatever
happens?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to say indie because I
This underground indie band.
Have you heard of Tame Impala? They're like really underground.
They're super underground.
Oh my gosh.
Indie rock. I love, I guess, acoustic little numbers. Really like.
Do you mostly play on your acoustic guitar, or do you also have like?
I do have an electric, a down electric. It's a silver and sparkly.
Whoa, that's when you know.
Yeah. So I busk sometimes, and I usually busk with the electric. But usually I record with an acoustic, and I like to layer other instruments on top to sort of create like this atmospheric vibe. So I'll put some ukulele in, little ukulele on the background or something.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Nice.
And finally, like, what do you reckon catapulted you into like doing music? Was there a specific moment or like a person that really inspired you?
Or was there something that you sort of knew you always wanted to do?
I think it was something that I always wanted to do. I grew up with music and stuff, so I just started playing and started listening to a lot of music all the time. And I just kept writing songs, experimenting with different sounds and stuff, recording.
Yeah, is your family very musical in particular?
Yep.
Sweet.
My dad's a musician. My mom plays guitar.
Oh, yes. Yeah. There's always instruments around.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Cool.
So do you have one more song for us?
I do.
Nice.
I'm going to take the cape off. It's called I'm Here, I'm Here, I'm Here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Looking forward to hearing it.
Here I am. so scared of time. Nothing matters then we die. Fuck the future, we're fine. Kiss me once, close your eyes. I'm not scared, not this time. I feel safer at night. I can tell when you lie. You got in another fight. Kiss your knuckles, let them fly. Let them fly. I want to be a part of something bigger than me. A blunt on the grass, sitting in the skate park while the dark dampens out the street. It's just another scar on my spine, falling from rooftops in the night.
Oh my gosh. So what would you say that one was about?
It's a bit existential, isn't it?
I know. I was like, I'm feeling like a little bit angsty on this
It is
one.
Quite angsty.
Did you write this during lockdown as well?
No, or? This was sort of around Christmas, this one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I remember recording it, just kind of sat down, recorded the whole thing, and then I went outside and like looked at the stars and just kind of listened to it. It was quite dramatic.
Oh,
yeah,
that's epic.
Nice. Yeah. So do you have any recorded music that we could and listeners could listen to?
I have a song on Spotify as a part of like the Play It Strange compilation for 2020, which is called I Really 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 Like You.
Nice.
Yeah, so you can find that under Beth.Torrent. I'm sorry, not Beth.Torrent. Beth Torrance Hetherington.
cool.
Yeah, and I'm working on a little EP, so hopefully that'll be out soon.
Ooh, keep an eye out. Keep an eye out for that,
Etifana. That's amazing.
You got a text. Go, Beth. Awesome work. Thanks from Thames. Got a local as well. So yeah, keep an eye out for that in the future. Beth, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. And keep an eye out for her work in the future.
Yeah, do you have any like social media that people could follow?
I have an Instagram. You can follow me at BethanyT or Beth.Torrance.
Awesome. Yep. Beth Torrance Hetherington. Woo!
Thanks for being here.
Some great stuff. We've got another song for you, and then we have some ads, and then right back into the good stuff. Stay tuned.
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.